exceptionally in the Lions part.
Right, everybody saying. So, come what did we say yesterday? Yesterday we were speaking about, oh yeah, about the aquarium, fish in the aquarium. So what do we say, fish in the aquarium? We're talking about someone's got fish in the aquarium. So we said, first of all, a climate like this. In order for there to be an Issa ben HaTorah of Seder, you need, number one, it has to be minnow nitzot. It has to be that type of animal which is normally trapped. Number one, speak this out 1 minute. Number two, it must be melacha sucha begufa, you must want it trapped. And number three, it must be in a very confined area. Four, it must be a healthy creature. It must be healthy. So basically we said minnow nitzot means anything which is normally trapped, a rabbit, a parrot, a deer, anything like that. That's called a minnow nitzot. Melacha sucha begufa means he wants it. That means he wants it for a purpose. He wants to play with it, he wants the skin, he wants to eat it. And easily caught means in one go. And then we spoke about an animal which is not feeling well. So we said that there's an Issa Drabon to trap it. I mean, I'll tell you, there's no... Yeah, there's a problem with as well. But we said, it's an animal which can't run very fast. Even so, it's also a Drabon to trap it on Shabbos. Even though it can't run very fast, we could afford to trap. But it's a gazira, or to a healthy animal. And then we said that the animals which move very slowly, the marshal, a tortoise, a little, what's called a worm, that is no problem of Seder. But, like you say correctly, it's a problem of Muksa. So Muksa you can get around sometimes, for example, it's not very pleasant. Someone's got, that's a example actually, a dead mouse in someone's house. It's actually a classic example of Russian rain. It's very, very unpleasant. So that a person will actually move. That's an example. So I don't know if that applies to other animals, but it's possible. Sometimes we can move it kalachayav, but we'll see the moshul. Sometimes we can move it indirectly. And then we spoke about fish in an aquarium, where one of the fish is not feeding well, the moshul, it's bad, so it's polluting the water. So in such a case there, we said that if the sar balechayim, together with the hefse merubah, we allowed you to take the sort out that fish. That's what we said.
So okay. Fish?
Sorry?
Fish?
Now, someone asked us yesterday, I've got to take it up. What? I forgot to check it out. I think there is a Sefer Tzav HaLechaim. There is a Gemara about it. I can't remember the Gemara. The Gemara is much more different. The Hezron is not an apple. You need a Tzav HaLechaim as well. The Maaseh looks like they need a Tziruf. Maaseh, Shlomo Zalman's got an interesting shot. I didn't speak this out yesterday. Shlomo Zalman's got an interesting shot. It must be Tzav HaLechaim. Because Shlomo Zalman's got a shiner over here. For example, he says, Shlomo Zalman, if a rare, expensive fish... Sorry, where is it? To take out small fish from an aquarium so that the big fish don't eat it. That's an interesting shayla, right? I mean, the big fish is going to eat the small fish. Yeah. So you got to take it out. So he says over here that since Dogma Muksa and the Tsar is not, he didn't cause the Tsar, then he's not sure what's Muksa to do. He says, I know what that means, then, because the man said, all the cases he never caused the Tsar. The animal's dying itself. But this could be, it's a natural thing as well. Could be that's odd. It looks like he's taking on this thing inside by the hand, my fish. Okay, let's come on to bees in the sukkah. So, there's very interesting in this halacha, I must tell you. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's got two categories. Category number one is in the Shin Tez Zayin Siv Zayin. That's very... Hatzot nechoshim v'akron v'shavos o'shar remoshim v'mazikim. Someone who catches snakes and scorpions on Shabbos. If you do it for refuah, it's chayak, it's called melacha tzrichah gufa. If a person does it, that doesn't catch it, doesn't bite from its mutter. That means a special halacha in Seder, it looks like over here, a special chiddush in Seder, that animals have got a very painful bite. A very, very painful bite. So the Shulchan Aruch is done, but it's nechoshim v'akravim. You do it, prishloshli yishchenu, in order it shouldn't bite him, it's mutter. It's a chiddush. Now normally, that is really a very chobo issa drabonim. It's a melacha shein tzrichah gufa. Person's trapping this over here, it's a melacha shein tzrichah gufa. You're right, you don't want the animal. Normally when you trap and you want the animal for a benefit. So here you're trapping the animal, you don't want it. But all that's chobo issa drabonim to do. So says the Mishnah Berurah, that the reason why it's mutter over here, kind of the melacha shein tzrichah gufa, potter is chobo issa drabonim. Hocha mishum hazeka, since it's going to cause a damage, afili issa drabonim leka. The rabbonim took away the issa drabonim. It's an unbelievable thing over here, because it's going to cause a painful bite, it's very uncomfortable. So Chazal took away the Issa Drabonim of Melacha Shein Tzrichah Gufa, and they let you trap this snake. Now that's posh. The snake is dangerous, obviously. It can affect the poison or something. It's kind of the poshest. Then there's a risk to kill it. There's no shadow. Yeah, we're talking about over here. It's not dangerous to life. The only thing is, it's very painful. It's going to bite. It's going to cause a pain in the biting. The biting is going to be uncomfortable, and therefore that's why you want to, you want to catch it in order it doesn't bite you. So Shulchan Aruch says there, in that thing there, you're allowed to trap it. You mustn't kill it, you'll have to trap it. So this rule says, either your Rokhshin is going to go for his Osun Rabbonon, that's what we take on. And here they weigh this Rabbonon. Even called the Rambam, that is Issa ben Atura, Rokhshin is going to go for. Here there's a special thing, is the whole Mloch of Seder is the whole Surah is that you want what you catch. It's missing the whole Surah of the Mloch if you trap something you don't want. That's Halacha number one. Halacha number two is Halacha with a flea. A flea or a louse, or whatever it's called. Where is that? That's somewhere else over here. That is something which is not painful at all. It's a nuisance, yeah? You don't like it. There's a halacha for it. Sorry. That's another halacha. I'm going to show up soon. That is a halacha of a parush. A parush is not a parush. Oh, psif tes. Parush, hanikra, burgers, osu et soida. You mustn't trap it. LAMK, who I'm sorry about it, sir. Unless it's on your body and it's really beginning to bite you. Let's talk about a flea or a mosquito, something like that. Now there, the mosquito bite's not so painful, obviously, right? I mean, it's not pleasant, it's caused a rash of itchy, but it's not painful, I mean, it's uncomfortable. Here, the Shulchan Aruch only allows you to trap it, it's on you, and the loss of the Shulchan Aruch is actually the oitzoi. The moment wrong, the last after oitzoi, doesn't have to be mummy's biting you already, the eyes is on you. So divided, we've got two halachas here. We've got one halacha with a very painful animal, which is going to inflict a severe pain on the person. That is water to trap on Shabbos. If, however, you've got an animal like a flea or a mosquito which is not so severe, then that you are not allowed to trap on Shabbos. Awesome. Now, where's the bee coming over here? That's the question. Let's talk about a bee. Now, a bee is a chiddush. I must tell you, a bee is painful, but it's not as painful as a snake. Yeah. So there's a big question over here, where a bee comes in. Where's the bee coming in? Pashtus, a bee is more similar to the mosquito case than a snake. And therefore, to trap the bee lechayer on Shabbos is problematic. Take a net, for example, or take a cup and get the bee inside and put something over it, that you trap the bee inside lechayer, that is problematic. I'm not saying everyone holds that. There are two from I saw, which are matir bee. They tell you a bee to the snake. I find that very wicked, I must tell you. Why I'm actually doing that. I don't know why. Oroch Shabbos is the market. Oroch Shabbos says, the Maya said, a bee hasn't got this heter. A bee is the same as a snake, and therefore there's no heter to do with sod.
It's
children are frightened is one thing, that's not a heter in the Sarah Kuf. You have to know, if you've got a young child there, a young baby, then a bee sting can be very severe, can be very problematic. Or if someone's allergic to a bee sting, that's a mummish to contact and sick of the boshes. Running out of rooms is not a heter to look a shovel because he's run out of room. That's not a heter in Moshe. What? Scared, but that's a heter that. Because you're scared sick, that's not a heter to look a shovel. It's a good idea, but that's not what Chazal said about her. You get girls in the room, or she got a fly in there around the room. You know what I mean? I think that's a heter because the people are going to run out of room. The interesting thing is, it has to be something which inflicts the pain. The fact that someone is scared, I think that's a heter because of the sod. But I'm saying that the biting, even when the bee stings, it's not so painful. I mean, it's uncomfortable. It's just painful. It's not as painful as the snake bites. And therefore, that this heads of Chazal, that sod is mutter, is the very problematic. I'm not saying we're not going to eat something. So hang up a bee trap on Shabbos also is a compliance to you. You can't have anything which could trap an animal on Shabbos. But you could do it before Shabbos. And what's an eighth of what you can do? So I'm just telling you again, pastures, I would have thought, and Shabbos goes like this, others go like this as well. A bee has not got a head of tail. It's not like a flea, it's like a mosquito. And even though you're saying the mice, the people are very nervous about it, it does ruin the simple sukkahs. Definitely, it's true. The mice and the girls run in, and the families are nervous, and everything they go in. It's true, it's not very pleasant. But I don't think that is a head of little sod.
What's the head to do if it's on your hand? What are you allowed to do then?
Trap it.
Yeah.
Well, you can, no, the Shulchan Aruch is actually Loshen is, if it's on you, the Loshen of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah is, you can just shake it off, I think. That's you say, Lamed Zayin. Also, let's say, the Elohim can have a sorry. He says, the Mishum Sar of the Kufra Lo Gozru. If it causes some pain when it's on you, then you won't go easy. Means while it's flying around, there's no concern. Divine has to come on to you. We're not worried. We don't let you. If it's on you, and it's in the middle of making a mark on you, then maybe we allow you to do it. So a bee as well, the chorus, is the same as this mosquito. What are the eights? The mice don't have a panic. Anyway, first of all, before Yom Tov, before whatever it is, Sukkos, you can do various things. You can hang out traps, for example, to catch bees.
That's a
good eight. That's a good idea. A bee trap is good. They've got little sachets in the wash which you can hang out, which is not odour, which comes out, which you don't like. What? So all these things you can do, you can have these electric things that hang out in the wash or when the bees get a trap, that's mutter. But on the Shabbos itself, on Yom Tov itself, Yom Tov Seder is not mutter. It's not one of the blocks that mutter on Yom Tov Seder. And therefore, the chayra to trap it on Yom Tov is the problem. But, I must say, there's an interesting thing over here. This is a very interesting halacha. I don't fully understand. I want to read that out to you. Maybe we'll work out as we do it. The Bechaber's got an interesting halacha over here. The Bechaber says, Persin matzeres al gabi akaveres. You can spread, it's a Gemara, you can spread a mat or something over a beehive where the bees go to have honey. Or bilvad shelo yechaber notzot. But, we're talking about here, you don't intend to trap it. That's not your come on. You put it on, and you don't intend to trap it. The gab who be in and shein and mukshir and soydo. There's a hole there where the beast gabs. So you make them. That's why I want to come to. It's a very small hole, says the Mishnah, where the bees could tend to get out. The mice, it's very, very small. So I'm not going to use it. Unlikely. But since they could go out, it is much to do. It wouldn't be this. An interesting halacha for halacha shulam. Read the shulam carefully again. Shulam said like this: if you've got bees in a beehive and you want to trap them, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to spread this mat over the beehive. Over bad shaloi yechavin lotsud. You mustn't have in mind to trap. Oh, you might what you're doing. But that's what you're doing for. You mustn't have in mind to trap it. The gab will be in and shein and mukshi and said, also it mustn't be definitely going to trap. It must be a small hole. Mr. Brooks explains over here that you must leave a small hole in order for the beast to get out. Congratulations, how did Hamas say that? You must do it tightly around it, or there must be a small hole for the beast to get out. And therefore, that is mud to do. So you're doing it as you're not really intending. I don't know why you're doing it. You want to put your blanket around somewhere. The Eli Rabba asked on this, I don't understand, if that's true, why can't you do even become honor?
If you're
needing a space for the beast to go out, why can't you do even become honor? You and me. I was afraid to be a lot of honest, I don't know what his answer is, but what comes out, the honest is like this. It's talking about a very small hole, so it's very unlikely to be out.
So the fact. What? This is a tzeder, but it's such a small hole.
Oh. So he said, if you're not mechaber, that's mutter. If you are mechaber, it's off. That means, Rabbi, he said, someone takes a cup, for example, there's a bee on the table, and he puts the cup over the bee, and then he takes a little plate, and he puts it over the cup, and he leaves a tiny little space for the bee to get out. That's problematic. Because there is Muhammad Lotsud, he wants to catch the bee. Muhammad in Seder, that small hole there is no good. That is taka no good, Lachaya. If you leave your cup with quite a wide area.
Muhammad's in
Muhammad
to take out the
sukkah,
you're not
Muhammad Lotsud. Well, now Muhammad Lotsud. While it's in the sukkah, you want to trap it. Calls the man, it's inside the sukkah, you want to trap it. So since you want to trap while it's in the sukkah, if you leave just a small hole where it could technically get out, technically it could get out, squeeze out there, but it's not very likely, it's very hard for the bee to find it, that is not a solution. You have to leave quite a big area open that a bee could easily get out, which is not going to help you so much. So what is the aether? What can you do? So what is an aether? What you can do is you can put honey on the plate, and the bee would hopefully come for the honey. Now, it's not a secret race you're going to get trapped in the honey. It's very likely you won't just hover over the honey. That you could do, and then you can take the jar of honey out. You can't put a lid on because you're trapped in it.
And to put honey on top of a bottle, the bee goes in, can't.
What do you want to talk about?
The bottle is open. Once the bee is in, it's hard to get out.
Put
that's
what I mean. You've got a bottle of
drink.
It's not a bottle. It's not open.
Where's the honey?
Smeared in the inside.
And why can't it get out? Can't get out?
No, it's in reverse.
So that's much worse then. That's kind of much worse. Good idea, but that's much worse.
You didn't
turn up, though. It doesn't get out. But you put it on the trap. You put the honey in the thing. That's like a trap.
On
Shabbos, you set it up on Shabbos. The mice, you turn it on Shabbos. You want to put the honey inside the bottle.
If you had to say something, you could get out.
What?
There's a hole there, if you get out.
It's like a small hole in the Kabbalah, which is no good. If you're Muhammad Lotsu, it's very unlikely to bring it out. Even though there's a small hole, you're Muhammad Lotsu, that's why you're wrong. If you leave it on top of the bottle, and the bee can stay on top of the bottle, doesn't have to go in, that's mutter.
I'm not telling you to go in.
Yeah, but it's very light, it's going to go in, that's a problem. It's a good idea, that. It's an interesting point, that what he said. So to put it in the bottle itself, that's like putting a travel shampoo. It's either you've made a travel shampoo, you've been to make it to catch it, and therefore, even though it's got potential to get out, but that is so unlikely it's going to get out, it's like the conveyor's case got small holes, it's no good. You say they don't reverse out. So normally it works this way, it's an interesting idea. Now, I'm saying, so before shampoo, you can do that if you want to come in. But you have to be in on paper. You can't bring in on shampoo. I mean, if someone needs it in his kitchen, these bottles with the honey in there, and on Shabbos, or Yom Kippur, you bring it into the sukkah, you pack the spare honey, you make a trap, you pour a trap in on Shabbos. No good. So that's another answer. You can get a non-Jew to trap with a bee if you want, that's also okay. I mean, it's not very practical, that the mindset would also be an ace to do. What are the aces? That's very hard to know what the ace is. I mean, sorry?
You trap with a small hole and then have in mind to release it?
No. Because a trap for short time, good for trap. Once it's trapped, even though you intend to release it, it's a problem. And I'm telling you, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you trap it, even with a small hole when you get out, if you're Machaven Lotsud, there's a problem.
You know, I mean, I'm not to trap you, I'm not managing to get it out of
the circuit. Yeah, anyway, you need to trap it first. You can't help it.
There's no bee spray.
Right. Yeah, that's another thing. To spray a bee spray, the buyer, that bee spray is only mozza, pastures, because it's made to kill the bees. It's open to kill the bees. So you have to know how you get around this. Can you use a bee spray on Shabbos? Anyway, is there a way to use a bee spray before Shabbos? It's not in the world. Before Shabbos, you're in the altar, you can arrange, you can spray your schach. There are ways to do little sessions you can get, perhaps, give a smell that the bees don't like.
Before Shabbos.
Yeah, do the four shadows. You do the four shadows. If you're worried about this, you can do the four shadows. No, but you can hang out the four shadows. I told you, I had this person who made a mistake. I won't tell you who it was, but it's interesting. This person who made a mistake. He had this bee trap in the sukkah. It's a very good bee trap, actually. In the middle of sukkah, in the middle of lunch, he saw a bee going inside there. And he felt sorry for the bee. So he took the trap off. He went into the garden. He entered out the trap, let the bee go out. He came back into sukkah. He put the trap back on again. Very nice what he did, but he's put the trap on again in Shabbos. The psalmist says, "He doesn't think it's a problem because the trap was always a trap. There's a trap in the garden." Interesting point.
You said a big area is not called a trap. Yeah.
No, this big area is not a trap because it goes in this little container. Finished.
It's the same container.
Once it's gone in, that container is always the same container. But I don't think he's right there because in the sukkah, I think it's more likely to get a piece. But something different. Yeah, even it's got honey inside there. I don't want to put it in. There's a liquid. It puts some liquid inside there. Which is what you call it. It's got some liquid inside. Sorry? Yeah, also there's a bit shy, also very interesting shy about bees. Are bees called minonitzer or not? That means, is there the right to catch a bee? So the truth is, there'll never be an issa in Arturia, because most times you catch a bee, you don't want to put its honey. You only want it because it's disturbing you. So it's a monoxide, you don't go for it. But is it called minonitzer? So the mice, we do trap bees. The mice are beehives, so they're caught. But on the other hand, every beehive has got inherently in it, they let them out go free. So they're not considered traps. It's a bit shyly. So the mice, the consensus of possible, Mr. Rowe rings out, but shot from hell, it's called minonitzid.
Bumblebee is not.
You're talking about honeybee, but a bumblebee is not.
You mean a wasp?
A wasp. The thing is, a wasp is very painful, actually. I must say, a wasp sting is painful. A caveat, I've been once, it's not like a snake, it's not like a nosh, I don't think. Even though it's true, it's painful, I mean, no one likes to be bitten, even a mosquito bite is uncomfortable. A wasp is true, I find it occasionally painful. Like a snake, I find it a chiddush to compare it to a snake. I don't know, you need a chiddush.
Okay, it's definitely more than a...
It's more than a mosquito. I've said the Shulchan Aruch says clearly that a tzira, that's a horn, I think it's also very painful, is the same as a louse and a mosquito. So the Shulchan Aruch is clear that a bee has not got this head to like a snake. Okay, don't worry, sir.
What did you say, Sierra?
Hornet. What did you say?